We gave students digital recording equipment so they could ask questions to other students about teenage life. And in some instances, students created their own themes. This student journal comes from Frontier High School. Deja Jenkins speaks with classmate Maria Lake about high school relationships.
Hi, this is Deja Jenkins from Frontier High School, and I'm speaking to Maria Lake. We're going to be talking about high school relationships. Have you ever been in an abusive relationship?
Well, I wouldn't say, like, physically, but I would say mentally.
Can you explain your relationship?
Well, I've known him for a long time, so I really didn't think anything of it. So I thought a relationship was pretty close. Like, I've known him for 5.5 years, and that's pretty much a long time.
How was it mentally abusive?
I don't know. He always, like, guilt-tripped, you know, like, made you feel guilty about, like, things you shouldn't be feeling guilty about. Always putting me down.
Can you describe some of the things you've experienced in your relationship?
We got into, like, dumb fights. Like, on my Facebook account, if some guys would comment, like, oh, you're so pretty, or I love your smile, stuff like that, he would get, like, super jealous and would start a little fight because, like, he would be able to tell other girls they're cute and stuff, and, like, that's okay to him, but it's not okay when other people call me attractive or something.
Would you describe high school relationships as childish?
Not all of them. Like, I guess it depends. Like, if it's just one of those relationships where you just, like, see them in school, that's kind of childish, in my opinion. But, like, if you actually do things, go out and go places, like, I guess that's a little mature, but it's not like you're gonna marry them, you know?
Have you ever been friends with someone who's in a physically abusive relationship?
No.
Why did you and said boyfriend break up?
Well, like, I ended up getting pregnant. I guess it was just apparently a lot to handle or something. I don't know, like, same old thing. You get pregnant, the guy leaves, like they do in the movies. That's like how it happened. And I asked him if he just, like, stopped loving me, and he said, yeah, so he just stopped loving me, I guess.
How did this experience affect your everyday life?
I guess the first, like, week after it happened, I was devastated, and I was crying every day and stuff. But, like, as the weeks went by, I was just getting over it because, like, I don't know. I guess I was happy. People were saying I was more out there when I wasn't with him, and, like, I was just happier with myself. I was doing good in school, doing good at work. I got a job and everything, and my life was just getting better.
Relationships in high school can be pretty difficult because of other people. Can you explain that?
Yes, I can. When you hear a rumor, you think it's a rumor, or you want to believe it's a rumor, that your boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on you with another girl. Well, I had a situation back in 10th grade. A girl came up to my best friend and told her that my boyfriend got her pregnant, and that just started, like, a lot of drama, and it was just, like, the worst year in my life. I didn't know if it was true or not, and it was just, like, I didn't want to believe it was true, but then part of me thought it was true, and it was just stupid.
What advice would you give to girls or guys in the same situation?
You'll get over it. I thought I wasn't gonna get over it, but, like, the advice I could give is, like, don't just think that you need that one person in your life to make you happy. Because, like, you don't. Like, you gotta make your own self happy. You can't, like, depend on other people to make you happy throughout your life.
Okay, thank you.